When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, good morning to you. And a special good morning to all the veterans on this Veterans Day. Of course, the anniversary when World War I ended back in 1918. And the United States, of course, had Armistice Day and then eventually turned into Veterans Day. And we honor our veterans, those that fought in wars, those that didn't, those that passed away, those that haven't, all of them. We honor you. We salute you today. Good morning to you, 215-592-9494. Look, we're pumped up with the birds. 7-2, they look a lot better. And it's always a great day to talk to Seth Joyner, who's with us every Monday at this time. Brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water, it matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com. The phenomenal Eagles linebacker from the 80s and the 1990s, and a might be a better commentator than linebacker, and that's saying something. Mr. Seth Joyner, good morning, Seth.
What's going on, fellas?
Boy, isn't it fun to see this team playing like this now? They're putting it together right now, Seth.
Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of bone to pick with you this
morning. Oh, no.
Joe. Good.
I just buttered you up. Let me tell you something. Seth Joyner, better player than commentator. I take it back.
You know what, John? I just got one question. What in the world does Jalen have to do to get your approval?
Thank you, Seth. He's
going to be holding the Lombardi Trophy as the Super Bowl MVP, and Joe's going to be like,
maybe Jalen shouldn't have to worry about Joe's boobishness.
I'm just glad that, you know, I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Yeah.
What does he got to do?
Well, that's a great question.
So I'll answer the question by saying this. He played a great third quarter, I've said it. He played a great end of the second quarter, I've said it. He didn't play good for the first, whatever it was, 25 minutes. He didn't. Right.
Oh, and you know how many other quarterbacks out there don't play great for 60 minutes?
Jared Goff played like trash.
Five interceptions.
Yeah. But sure. You want to know something? Everybody continue to talk about how efficient he is, how
and
great
also,
he is.
And also, he's their quarterback. They're not saying, in a couple years, he's not going to be their quarterback anymore. They're not saying Jalen's probably going to be gone after this year or within the next year and a half.
And we're really not, John, we're really not talking about. You know, for Jared, this isn't the first game where he wasn't spectacular. There's been like two or three games this year where he barely got 100 yards passing because they ran the ball so effectively. That's the first thing.
Sure.
Patrick Mahomes has had his games where the defense has had to rescue him, you know, but we won't give. It's almost like Jalen is, you know, and I guess it's not just pointed at you because, you know, I've had my points in time where I've been very critical of him. But I've also been one of his greatest supporters, too. And I think that there's a different line for Jalen than it is for a lot of other quarterbacks in the National Football League. A lot more latitude is given to guys like that than it is Jalen. And I don't think it's right. I really don't. Because, you know, he's playing better football. We want to talk about his ability to run with the football and minimize his ability to throw the football. But think about the balls that he's thrown.
He threw some nice balls yesterday.
So pretty.
The balls to Saquon yesterday, last week. The ball to Devontae last. The two balls to Devontae last week. The ball to AJ Brown, the deep ball, was perfectly
tremendous.
Placed. You couldn't have asked for it. He couldn't walk down there and put the ball in there any better. The ball to Dallas Goedert, the scramble, and the accuracy of those two balls to Dallas Goedert and Johnny Wilson.
Unblocked blitzer in his face. Unblocked blitzer. No one
untouched. I thought they were two of his best plays this season. They were great plays.
He does something like that almost every week, and it gets overlooked because the team is starting slow or – you know, he struggles for a point in time. And my point is, there's not a single quarterback in the National Football League that comes out from play one and just lights it up. They all struggle here and there. They all make bad plays here or there.
So why the unrealistic expectations from you?
Okay, I'm going to leave him alone now. I have never seen Joe with nothing to say.
No, I got a lot to say, but I'm letting the arrows come my way. I'll deal with it. You know, we'll say. I mean, look, he played a great third quarter. He made a couple notable mistakes early, which if you weren't facing such a bad team and didn't have such a great defensive performance, could have created an L. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, two turnovers early, and the only reason they scored that first touchdown, guys, let's be real. The reason they scored that first touchdown, they got the ball to 20, and Saquon had an incredible, you know, catch and run down to the 1 yard line. That's why. Otherwise, they'd have nothing.
See, we are.
The ball was thrown from him to Saquon.
He made a nice little check down, but let's not act like Jalen Hurts created that touchdown. Jalen Hurts didn't create anything until there's a couple minutes left in the second quarter.
This is exactly my point, because we want to make excuses for why, you know, he's not playing at the level of everybody else instead of just. It's a team game, Joe.
Jalen
can only do what he can do. If they don't give him the ball in that position and Saquon doesn't make that run, then guess what? He can't make the play that follows. That's just, I agree. That's complimentary football.
I thought you were backing off, Seth.
No, I'm not backing off because you're not backing off.
Well, because you challenged me to say more.
No, because we move the goalposts when it comes to Jalen, you know, and then we give other quarterbacks such great credit. You know, you think about, there's so many teams. San Francisco, Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. But Brock Purdy has everything that a quarterback could ever want and desire. You know, and they run a lot of play action pass. And they hand it off an awful lot, too. And I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the National Football League that just don't light it up. And we don't give them credit.
Josh Allen threw two interceptions yesterday. Jalen, yeah, okay. He turned it over for the first time in a month.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Threw it to the other team. He fumbled it away. But Josh Allen did too. And our Patrick Mahomes went into the locker room yesterday down 14-3 to Bo Nix and a, you know, pretty good Denver defense. It's a team game. And right, sometimes you got to put it all together as a team.
Yeah. I'm gonna make these two points, and I'm gonna leave it alone. Okay. Anybody who knows football can look at that interception and realize that Diggs made a hell of a play.
He sure did.
It was not so much a bad ball by Jalen, because against most defenders, okay, against most defenders, that's a touchdown.
I agree.
Because when that tight end runs that seam route, most guys chase from behind. Diggs is a guy that goes after the interception. And as a quarterback, you have to know your opponent and what their tendencies are. He's always going to undercut it. He's always going to close the window. So the minute that he thought that Dallas Goedert was open, he was never open, because that was a setup. That was a setup the entire time. But you got to understand who your opponent is and how they're going to play. So I give Diggs more credit because Jalen put the ball where it had to be. 9 times out of 10, that defender is not going to make that type of play on that ball. Okay? The sack, yeah. Hey, listen, at the end of the day, he's got his hands on the ball. He's got to protect the football. But you're going to ask Fred Johnson to block Michael Parsons all day long. He starts off on the outside. Fred stones him on the outside. He decides he's going to loop underneath with nobody.
It was a nice punch. He really did. He did a nice job. And I don't even know for sure that was a specific stunt.
No.
It was like, I'm just trying to find my way through this mess.
He does it.
Now that Fred shocked me
he does
with
it
that
all
first
the time.
Hit.
He does it all the time, John. And you know what really has to happen is when that offensive tackle sees that he's beat and he decides to come inside, there's nobody in there for him to switch off with. He literally has to go around behind the offensive line and stone him there. If he doesn't do that, he's going to make that play all the time, and he's magnificent at it.
He is. All right, Seth Joyner with us in studio. By the way, Seth will be with us on Friday because, of course, you know, we always say every Monday, but really what it means is the day after an Eagles game. We'll get to the Eagles in Washington shortly. Seth, the defense yesterday.
Outstanding.
I mean, really good. Talk to us.
Outstanding. I mean, I think that Vic Fangio has been trying to figure out the players that he has, what their tendencies are, and what they're really good at. And I think he's figured it out. But I'm telling you right now, the play of these two young rookie corners and the way that they're motivating and inspiring the rest of the guys in the secondary, you know, the two safeties have big plays yesterday. And I know what that's like. You know, when you're playing on a defense and other guys are making plays, there's something inside you that wells up. And it's like, man, especially if they're young guys, you're like, I got to get in on the action.
Sure.
But both Blankenship, you know, punched the ball out, got a ball out yesterday. And then Gardner Johnson had an interception yesterday. So they are playing so good, and those young guys are a big reason why. But I tell you what, too, them damn linebackers, man, they are playing lights out right now. I mean, absolutely lights. I was really, really concerned coming into the season, and I was really more concerned about N'Kobe Dean moving forward. But when you look at every facet of it now, he's playing with so much speed now. He looks like he knows where he's supposed to be, what he's supposed to be doing. His tackling used to be awful, and especially in the open field.
How did it get so much better, Seth?
Listen, when you're young, trying to learn a defense is the hardest thing because you can't let your natural ability just come out and just you go do what it is that you're good at doing. You don't play the game on natural. You're thinking. And when your mind is cluttered with thinking, you know, defense is a reactive side of the game. You're not reacting. You're thinking while things are going on. And as a defender, because offenses play so fast, it's almost impossible for you to just like free up. Now he looks free. He looks free. Yeah. And the work that they've done on tackling, now they got that donut out of there and they're actually, you know, tackling some people. Yeah. I mean,
so you think that stuff works? The drills that they're doing.
John. You can't.
Yeah, that's great.
You can't tackle unless you practice tackling.
Yeah,
tell me.
I'm with you.
And tell me what.
Why
big round orange donut
why don't they do more of that? Like why is it that has, I don't know, is it uncool to practice that? Like why did that fall so far out of use? Because everyone's wearing shorts all the time, shorts and baseball caps instead of pads.
Probably.
So there's just no days that you really have an opportunity let guys dive on the ground.
Listen, we grew up in the age of live 9-on-7 to the ground.
Exactly.
Every week. So you
that
learn
was every what if Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. So you learn how to tackle or you practice tackling in practice. Well, now they have only got 12 padded practices throughout the year, and they don't have any live in training camp. They don't have live. So how in the world can you become fundamentally sound on something that you don't necessarily work at where you can go full speed or you have, you know, body contact?
You have to learn to do it in the games themselves.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Seth Joyner in studio with us. We're going to get to the Eagles and the Washington reality coming up shortly. Joe in Mayfair right now. Joseph.
Hey, the camera. I love you to death. You know that, but I'm so done with you with this, again, this stuttering, this anti jail, and you're afraid to. It's like you still hold.
I didn't barely say anything negative until Seth came in here and said I did. I mean,
yeah, you did.
He struggled.
I got my deal driving in.
Seth, did he or did he not play not good in the first 25 minutes?
I agree.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I agree. So
I mean,
what did I say wrong?
You want to take the entire ball and just chip a little piece off it and act like that's the hole.
No,
it doesn't
Joe, here's my point, Joe the caller. Here's my point. We'll know more when we see the Eagles face better teams. Look, clearly Jalen Hurts is not bad, and I never said he was, but there are people that think he's really good. I don't think he is, but we'll see. We'll find out.
So the bad first quarter before the interception, he still was 6-for-7 for 102 yards. It's not like he was awful. The sacks were awful. His throws were not awful. He was not chucking and ducking like Donovan at people's feet during a screen or throwing the ball high and wide or down and low. The thing with Jalen is the same thing with the defenders, and this is all about I've said this for years when I call him the station. Mental. When you're reacting instead of attacking, when you're afraid you're going to make a mistake, you're a half a step slower. And, yes, the pick in the end zone at Diggs. Hurts did let the ball go after he made the break. The ball should have been gone when he made the break, the anticipation throw. Hurts was a little slow.
He was a half a beat slow.
100%. That's what caused the pick. If he throws it when he's supposed to, that's a touchdown. But, Joe, quarterbacks in the NFL are not perfect. This is
of
not
course,
playing
of
Madden.
Of course not. I got you.
And he's
eight. Well, I don't play Madden. I play Tecmo Bowl. That's right.
Exactly, which is even easier to play. So he's fifth in rating and eighth in QBR, and the team is 7-2 and should be 8-1. But there's some reason, Joe. I don't know if it's because he lost Super Bowl to Mahomes.
No.
If he wins that game, are you less harsh on him?
If he wins that game, am I less harsh on him? I don't think so. Joe, I think the part that people that criticize me frequently miss is I believe he's got so much around him, it props him up. I mean, Saquon created that touchdown, and the defense created that first touchdown.
Joe,
by what they did.
Good players, Joe.
That's the NFL.
Hold on, Joe. Who had more out there with them yesterday, Jalen Hurts or Cooper Rush? Be honest.
We're not talking about
No. You talk to me about everyone's got players. I'm asking you a question. Who had more talent around them yesterday, Jalen Hurts or Cooper Rush?
I mean, we played a Division II college team yesterday with no heart.
Of course. I mean, that's my point. Now, look, I mean, you guys want to come at me? That's fine. I wasn't even trying to take this on today. That's fine. But to act like Jalen Hurts hasn't had an advantage based on who's around him, I think is foolish.
Well, that's another excuse, in my opinion.
Well, it's not an excuse. It's just a reality.
It is an excuse. Look at the roster that Dan Campbell has built for Jared Goff.
Right.
Okay? When he left Los Angeles, it was believed that he was done.
No question.
The reason why
I was
Sean
convinced
McVay,
he was done.
The I thought he was done,
Sean
too.
Sean McVay got rid of him is because he knew he could not win with him, okay? You put a roster around the guy with all of those wide receivers, those two running backs, that offensive line full of first-round draft picks, hell yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be excellent. Brock Purdy, look at all the weapons that he's got around him. Of course he's going to be good. Patrick Mahomes, even when they didn't have it, he had the defense to carry him. And throughout his career, he's always had talented wide receivers. They always seem to find some wide receiver in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round that comes in, turns into an all-pro. So every quarterback, I'm so tired of that narrative. Oh, with everything he got around him, he should be playing so much better. Every successful quarterback, show me a successful quarterback over the last 50 years in the National Football League, and I'll show you that he's got a roster full of talent around him. We just expect for Jalen to be all world all the time because how he went out and created this great roster of weapons around him on the offensive side of the football. And guess what? It still takes an entire team to get it done. It still takes the offensive line because Jalen can't snap the ball to himself, block for himself, run down the field, catch that 50-yard pass that he just threw to himself. He needs other people around him, and every successful quarterback has to have those same elements. And for the most part, the ones that are successful, they do.
All right, let's talk about Thursday. So, Seth, this is a fascinating matchup. The Eagles and Washington, it feels like it's been forever since they've played a meaningful game where both teams are good. And it also feels like forever since Washington's had a quarterback. I mean, other than that 1 year of RG3 and a little bit of Kirk Cousins being okay. I mean, they pretty much haven't had one since, you know, Mark Rippon in the early 90s. So let's frame this question this way, Seth. Not who was better 2 years ago, because Jalen was better than Jaden Daniels, wasn't even in the pros. Not who will be better 5 years from now. In your opinion, Seth, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, who is a better quarterback right now?
I think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback right now. I think in the current atmosphere, you have a head coach that's come in and done a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
I mean, he brought 19 different free agents to that football team. Can you imagine?
That's incredible. You just remade both sides of the ball.
You got a young kid that's using virtual reality with every play in the playbook in his virtual reality world, and the kid lives on this thing. So he's seeing the game from a different perspective, and it's speeding up his decision-making process and everything. Because football is really about, in my opinion, how you visualize things being. Because if you've studied properly and you've prepared properly, a lot of times when you see a guy doesn't make a play and he's got his eyes are bugged, like he's in a state of shock, because in his mind's eye, he hadn't seen himself making that play. Like I used to visualize the game the night before.
Absolutely.
So when things happen,
your brain can't tell the difference between actually doing it and you imagining it.
So you can train. So that's a big plus for him. But on the other side of the coin, you can't take anything away from the kid. He has it all. He can make every throw. He's dangerous, more dangerous outside the pocket than he is inside the pocket.
Why aren't more young quarterbacks using this virtual reality situation?
Because if
it's working so well for Jaden.
It will be. A lot of people.
Does our quarterback have access to this virtual reality system?
I don't know, but a lot of people don't like to talk about, you know, the technology and advances that they have because they got a leg up for a little while.
Mm, yeah.
You know? So I can imagine some of these quarterbacks either have it, or if they don't have it, they're all going to have it real soon.
Mm-hmm. John,
he's been using this ever since he was at LSU.
Yeah, John, Hurts and Daniels, who do you think is currently better?
It's Jalen Hurts, but Jaden Daniels, he has so much potential. He has so much, clearly, growth available. Man, he's way ahead of schedule.
He's ahead of him just because on experience, too. You know,
well, reps he's getting, that's virtual reality reps. That matters. No wonder he's so ahead.